Hey everyone, I am back. I know it's been a while since I last played something, but like I said, I've been running out of stuff to demo, and Hellhunter 2 was just driving me crazy, so I had to stop before it drove me insane. But this is going to be a quick demo of Destination Mars, because I've realized I haven't played it. And what this is a terminal-based game, so yes, it's primarily text-based, but there are some sound effects that go with it. And basically, the goal is to try to travel to Mars. Now, this game is highly random, and different things can happen, and there are lots of ways to die. So I'm going to play one round of this, just to give you an idea of how this works, and then from there I think you'll get the idea and we'll see what we can do. So I've already downloaded this. You have to extract the file. It comes zipped, and then you have to run the executable, which I think is like called Mars and a bunch of numbers. And I made an icon on my desktop.
Folder view lit. Dynaman. Destination Mars.
We will not be playing Dynaman. That game is very confusing, and I don't think I like it. I just tried the demo of it, but it's very strange. But let's look at Destination Mars.
Destination Mars. Default terminal Destination Mars blank. Full game or Whack the Space Aliens game? F4W.
So the Whack the Space Aliens, that is the So that is a game where you continuously try to battle different things trying to battle you in space, and that's it. But I'll show you how the combat works, hopefully, during the actual game. So I will press the letter F for the full game.
Do you want instructions? YRN.
And let me make sure my speech is slow enough.
Pitch rate 60.
Yeah, I think we're okay. So I'll hit Y.
Star instructions for Star by Richard Destino. In the full game, Destination Mars is a game that presents the challenge of successfully traveling from Earth to Mars. You must avoid such dangers as excessive damage to your ship, running out of fuel, being vaporized by space aliens, crashing your ship, and others. The Whack the Space Aliens game involves only repeated battles with the aliens and two possible actions. You begin the game, and after the opening announcement, you will be asked if you want sound effects. Simply press the letter Y if you do want sound effects, or the letter N if you would rather play the game without sound effects. Do not press the Enter key at any time in the game after making a choice that asks for a letter. However, number entries do require a press of the Enter key. In the full game, you next press the letter B to blast off. If you are successful, you will begin the 35 million mile trip to Mars. Press C to continue or R to return to the game.
Okay, so I'm going to hit the letter C to continue.
You travel by spinning the cosmic wheel, which is done by pressing the Enter key. This produces a number from 1 to 10. Your ship then travels to 100,000 miles times this number. For example, if you spin a 6, travel 1,200,000 miles toward Mars on that spin of the wheel. Press S at the cosmic wheel prompt to toggle sound on and off. Each spin of the cosmic wheel presents you with a situation. Most of the situations require you to make a choice. You will be prompted in such cases to press A, B, E, F, R, N, or H. These options mean the following: A is for accelerating, B is to use your force field barrier, E is for taking evasive action, F is for firing your phasers, R is for making repairs, N is for taking no action, H is to get help if you forget these definitions. Only F and B are available choices in the Whack the Space Aliens game. You may exit the game whenever you are directed to spin the cosmic wheel. Simply press the escape key or control C. You may also exit at any of the preliminary prompts at the beginning of the program. Press C to continue or B to back up or R to return to the game.
Alright, I'll continue with C.
Most of the prompts game are self-explanatory and need no elaboration. There are numerous ways that you may be prevented from reaching Mars. You undoubtedly will experience them as you attempt to reach your destination. There are some surprises in store for you in this regard. Note that you use 10 units of fuel with each of dot. Also, keep in mind that each instance of damage to your ship must be repaired. If you go too fast, you may enter a time warp. Here is a hint: the astute player will escape the time warp on the first attempt. You may freeze the game at the prompt to spin the cosmic wheel by pressing F instead of spinning. You may resume the frozen game or begin a new game the next time you play. This game is free and copyrighted. Selling it is prohibited and no warranties are made. If you enjoy the game, you may make a contribution at www.paypal.com to the email address ironrocketverizon.net. See the readme.txt file for additional notes. Other games are also available. Good luck. January 2012. Press B to back up or R to return to the game.
All right, so let's actually try playing this. So I'm going to hit R.
Destination Mars. Do you want sound effects? YRN.
Yes, I do want sound, so I will hit Y. And just to say, I'm not sure if it's the screen reader or the text-to-speech or the game itself, but there's some pieces of text that are being cut off. But because this is terminal-based, you can always use your review cursor to read prior things. So I'm going to hit Y.
Star Star, you are on the launching pad at Cape Canaveral. Star Star, press B to blast off.
So yes, for those of you that complain and moan about just text, well, this game has some sound effects too. So hopefully that should make you happy. So I'm going to hit B, and here we go.
Initiating startup sequence.
Successful blast off. Star, you are now in orbit around the Earth star. You are ready to begin your 35 million mile trip. You have 400 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
And yes, you can't get additional fuel, so you have to manage what you have very carefully. Let's begin. So I'm going to press the enter key to spin the wheel.
You spun a 3 miles to Mars, 34,400,000. You have 390 units of fuel. Your instruments show a radiation field somewhere nearby. The needle on the meter is jumping wildly. Make your move.
Let's take evasive action.
Good job, Space Cadet. You avoided the radiation field. The danger has passed. Spin cosmic wheel.
Yep, so I just pressed E, and let's continue.
You spun 8 miles to Mars, 32,800,000. You have 380 units of fuel. Your radio is drifting off frequency. You cannot reach mission control. Make your move.
I'll hit the letter R to try to repair the radio. Oops.
You messed up badly. You dropped a transistor on the floor and it rolled under the console. The radio is completely dead now and you are crawling on the floor. Spin cosmic wheel.
Oops. Well, let's keep going.
You spawn a 7 miles to Mars, 31,400,000. You have 370 units of fuel. You are hurtling toward Mars. The Big Dipper is to your right. Make your move.
And sorry if you can hear Kathy in the background. I can't do anything about that. Wish I could. Let's try to repair the radio again.
Jeepers. You sawed off a piece of the throttle. Luckily, there is still a piece left on. Spin cosmic wheel.
Oh, crap.
You spun a 4 miles to Mars, 30,600,000. You have 360 units of fuel. You are in solemn meditation saying Aum, 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 Aum. You are having visions of Tibetan mountain scenes. There is a family of yaks in the background. Spin cosmic wheel.
Let's try repair again.
Spin cosmic wheel.
Oh, I guess I can't. Okay.
You spawn a 3 miles to Mars, 30,000,000. You have 350 units of fuel. There is a dangerous situation developing. There is a load of space junk up ahead. Make your move.
Let's use F to blast it.
Good shooting. You vaporized the junk. You blasted your path clear. Spin cosmic wheel.
Let's continue.
You spun it 2 miles to Mars, 29,600,000. You have 340 units of fuel. You are studying the stars with your telescope. Saturn with its rings is clearly in view. Make your move.
Can I hit R?
Nice fix-up job. You are handy and dandy. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay.
You spun a 3 miles to Mars, 29,000,000. You have 330 units of fuel. Your detectors show a pocket of magnetism in the neighborhood. You fear it could damage your equipment. Make your move.
Let's take evasive action.
Pretty neat. You looped around the magnetism. The coast is clear now. Spin cosmic wheel. You spun a 4 miles to Mars, 28,200,000. You have 320 units of fuel. You are caught in a huge meteor storm. Giant meteors are whizzing past your ship on all sides. Make your move.
Let's use the barrier. Uh-oh.
Too bad. You were not fast enough. You got clipped and have a dent. Spin cosmic wheel.
Well, let's keep going.
You spun it 2 miles to Mars, 27,800,000. You have 310 units of fuel. Your onboard computer is malfunctioning. The hard drive is not spinning. Make your move.
Let's do some repairs.
You have bungled the repair job, buddy. You dropped the hard drive on your foot. The computer is a real mess now. Spin cosmic wheel. USPANA 5. Miles to Mars, 26,800,000. You have 300 units of fuel. Holy cow. You dropped your beer bottle on the console and it shattered. There is broken glass and beer all over the controls. Make your move.
Let's do some more repairs.
Oh no. You got a cut from the glass and the console is sticky. You had better get some iodine and a band-aid. Spin cosmic wheel. USPANA 5. Miles to Mars, 25,800,000. You have 290 units of fuel. The beauty of the vast universe captivates you. A shooting star travels across the dark curtain of space. Make your move.
Let's do some repairs again.
Holy Toledo, you busted the light bulb. Better you crack your head in the dark.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. You have sustained too much damage. Your ship has blown apart. You did not make it, Space Cadet. Your pieces are floating into oblivion. You will be a legend in your own time. Sugar-coated cereal will have your picture on the box. Boy Scouts will name knots after you. Folk singers will sing songs about your courage. But this mission is over. You made 11 spins of the cosmic wheel. You had 25,800,000 miles to go. If you enjoy the game, you may make a contribution at www.paypal.com to the email address ironrock@verizon.net. Bye for now, space traveler. Press escape to exit.
I don't hit the escape key to close.
It's been fun working with you.
It's been fun working with you. Well,
start desktop list.
Yeah.
Audacity.
Well, you know, that is how the game works. I could keep playing it, but I think you get the idea, and definitely beating it is very difficult. So I wish you the best of luck, but hopefully this gives you a good demonstration of how it's supposed to go. Anyway, that's about it for me. I hope you guys have enjoyed. I like this game. It's different. It's not a hack and slash. You know, it's just different. It makes you think. So yeah, you guys take care.